Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter here. It's another Saturday morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Great week, wasn't it? I'm John Potter on this all-local radio call-in show. Anything you want to talk about, our lines are open, 775-884-9910. We're taking calls in the order they came in. From Carson City is Ace producer Craig Moss. Hey, Craig.
Good Saturday morning. It's another one. We made it through another week alive.
Yeah, how's it going with you today?
It's going great. No traffic on the road coming down from Reno to the office here in Carson. Beautiful. I think I saw maybe 12 cars in my lane the whole time. That's it.
It's going to be a good show because my printer worked mostly. I got 2/3 of the show printed today, so a bit of it's going to be ad lib. If I'm fumbling around this morning, well, I always do that. This printer. Okay, today it did something totally different.
It printed.
It's got the color cartridge. It's got the black cartridge. And for some reason, the black was printing out as a very light blue. And the black cartridge, according to the printer, still has half full of ink. So I can barely read it. It's a very, very light blue. I guess when the black doesn't work, they pick the hardest possible color to read to replace it. But I tell you, this printer's a year and a half old. And if they tell me something, this business about, oh, the inkjet is clogged and we'll have to fix it. But, you know, it'll be cheaper if you just buy a new printer. If they do that to me again, granted, the printer cost $100, but still, it doesn't last 2 years. And I have to have it done something too. And I'll never understand why, you know, they come out with the new Windows. Well, the new Windows isn't compatible with the old printer. All right, Windows, hey, I replaced the laptop for you. I have to replace the printer too. So there, now I feel a lot better. Okay, so Craig, where do you go for coffee?
Well, if I was to drink coffee...
Oh, you
I
don't.
No.
Okay.
Gosh. I do. Well, I do. I have a 32-ounce mug of hot tea every morning here.
How do you do it? Us folks who drink coffee, we want to know. How do you do it?
I've never liked the flavor. I've never liked the smell.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either, but they came out with these flavored creamers.
And when I smell those,
like
it even
bar.
Makes me more nauseous to smell it.
Well, I'm sorry I made you sick this morning.
No. You didn't spill coffee on me.
I would just like, and by the way, get ready for the calls. I would just like to hear from you folks out there today on a question that I have that you can help answer for me. You know, last Saturday it was who makes the best steak in town, and the restaurant recommendations that you called in were a great help to the person who asked and to me. Well, today I ask, where's a really good coffee shop? Because I'm looking again. You know, the walk to the coffee shop is a huge part of my morning. You know, I moved up in the world from 7-Eleven to Starbucks, and I've been going to my Starbucks in Reno for over 15 years, and I'm out looking for a change. I had 3 Starbucks that I would go to because they're walkable from where I live, but they just closed the one on 5th Street by St. Mary's. It's now a wine tasting place. And it's too early in the morning for that. Well, not always, but anyway. They replaced it with a new downtown Starbucks, which is across Virginia from the El Dorado, but it's not what you call a real Starbucks. And by real Starbucks, I mean one that gives the star credits you earn with a discounted refill. They don't. The one at GSR is the same way, by the way. You know, wait in line a long time, and then I find out that they don't take the stars. So these are, I guess, Starbucks to name only. There's a corporate Starbucks downtown, the big one in Virginia, north of Liberty, but they took all the chairs away, the outside ones, too. It's a big place. It's strange walking into this big empty space and standing around with your coffee. I said, where are all the chairs? Oh, we're a stop and go. Or, I don't know, was it order and run? Something like that, Starbucks now. Could this be another decision made from the homeless, taking up chairs and using the bathroom? Because I saw that all the time at coffee shops, especially the downtown ones. They got most of that. But I didn't press him on it. I'm just looking for a new place. And even though a cup of coffee costs maybe, what, 40 cents to make at any coffee shop and they charge you $5 or $6, it's worth it to me. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm one of the strange guys, man. Atmosphere, patio, comfort, chatting with folks who recognize me. It's always a pleasure. So I buy $6 coffees. Probably my worst financial decision, but I enjoy the morning routine. Let me add this in my head. 6 times 300. Oh, my gosh. But I really look forward to walking at sunrise and going, you know, to my place. Same reason why folks go to bars, you know, socializing, camaraderie. There are certain mornings when I would pay $10 for a cup of coffee. I happen to like some ambiance and cinnamon in my coffee. And the good shops know this. I tried Coffee Bar on Mount Rose Street. They have a big rainbow flag sign on the front door with the words, "We welcome you." So when I walked in, I was like, yeah, you know, sorry, it's just me, you know, white straight guy. But any local business coffee shops you can recommend? I hear a lot about Maverick Coffee, but they're nowhere in the central part of Reno. Kind of like Bullies. Why y'all on the outskirts? Come on, somebody throw me a bone here. 775-884-9910. All right, let's go to Ray. Ray is calling from Reno. Once again, the phone number is 775-884-9910. Not so much about coffee shops, but it triggered you on restaurants today. Hi, Ray.
Hey, John. Good to talk to you. I just want to recommend a restaurant. I've been driving by there for years, and I never went in, but I'm going to tell you something. I ate there the other night, and I got to recommend this to you. It's PJ's on Wells.
PJ's on Wells. Yeah, an old favorite. You love him.
Their food is outstanding. Yep.
Surely is.
And if I had to recommend that to anybody, it's unbelievable. I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you, my friend. Where do you go for coffee?
I don't drink coffee. I drink tea.
Oh, no. Doing a show.
That's two against one.
A show for people who don't drink coffee, and that's my big topic today. I'm sorry.
I go to Maverick for tea, so I don't know.
Maverick for tea. Okay. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for giving a shout-out to PJs. Love it. Hate to look across the street and see the closed rapscallions, though. When are they going to do something with that? Very disappointing, but PJs will always be great. Surely a big fan. Folks, in the meantime, I got to say, I am loving this light jacket in the morning season that we're having. Could this be the best spring ever? Sunny every morning, warm every day, not too hot, the showers almost every afternoon, and the river flowing and green, green, green out there. I have a friend up at Tahoe who still has snow on his yard. My fruit tree's happy. I'm happy. Feels like we're living in Hawaii without the humidity. And don't you love not having to turn on the furnace or the AC for weeks? Can't wait for the power bill. It's been a sweet month. Open windows, day and night, nice evening breezes. I haven't seen such an awesome spring. Yes, right. Don't jinx it, John. But enjoy it, because we may not see another like it for a while. I did look it up, and the last time we had springs like this were 2014 and 2015. I actually think the plot, though, is let them get comfortable, then hit them with a mid-snow June, followed by a 100-degree-plus summer. And where's our smoke now? Out east, of course. I wouldn't wish smoky air on anyone, but I'm not going to lie. All it took was one day of an air quality index over 300 for them to get the national media in overdrive. Big time. More on that in a minute. Let's go to Clarissa. Clarissa calling from Topaz Ranch Estates. Hi, Clarissa. Please, Clarissa, you there?
Right, Clarissa. Did you mute your phone?
Hi.
No. Oh, there you are. Hi, Clarissa. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, I'm calling from Topaz Ranch Estates. And have you ever tried Bebo Coffee? There was one near the
river. Yeah, they have. Right, they have one downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. It's been a while. Bebo.
Okay.
Yes. How many do they have now? One of those expanding operations.
Gosh. They do have quite a bit. And Old World Coffee wasn't bad. I left Reno in 2018, so I don't really know. But I'm sorry to hear about that Starbucks near St. Mary's. I used to go there all the time during my breaks.
Me too,
wonderful.
Yeah. What's the matter with
Craig? Why doesn't he drink coffee?
I'll talk to him later. Don't mind him, Clarissa. I appreciate that. I think Starbucks as to why they, closed up Fifth is because, hey, they're all three were pretty close together. And so I'm thinking that is why. But I can't imagine people are going to go there. It's okay. We got phone trouble today. Clarissa, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Maybe she had to make a call. But anyway, yes, our news media is in overdrive on the smoke. They're like stunned, and they're talking dangerous conditions out there. Where was that attention when we had six straight weeks of that? Out there, they're treating it like the apocalypse. The news last night led with eye irritation and discomfort. And is your air safe? Smokeopolis. Yes, they're calling it Smokeopolis. Purple air alert. Why do they do that? It's kind of reminds me how Congress gives these catchy, friendly names to all the awful bills they pass. You know, the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which it's not. The bill actually increased the debt limit. But, the fires have become the norm here every year, and it sure doesn't get that kind of coverage. I see Easterners on the news complaining that it smells like a campfire in their homes. And I'm like, rookie complaint. 9:18 is our time. Our phone lines are open again. 775-884-9910. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. The show is called The Weekend. It is all live and local. It happens every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. John Potter here. Be back. KKFT 99.1, 92.3 FM News Time. 9:19.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter. This is live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Coming up, we have tickets to Donny Osmond to give away. He's appearing in August at Silver Legacy. Stick around for that sometime between now and noon. And also in 10 minutes, our first guests run the coolest gift and thrift store to find that unique fun item even better. It's also a music venue. That's coming up in 10 minutes. But first, I'm using my audience to find out where I can go for coffee. Let's go to Suzanne in Reno. Hey, Suzanne, thanks for joining us here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you. I've got a great coffee place downtown on First Street. It's called Cafe Capello. I hope I'm saying that right. Capello. It's 248 West First by the movie theater and the river. They have everything. I order a vanilla latte. It's chef's kiss. It's great. But they also have food. Just a really great vibe. Their patio's open, so you look at the river and all the pretty flowers and things. It's great. There's no sign, no flag.
Must be a new place. By chance, is it across from the movie theater on Sierra?
No, because it's on
West,
it's on
West
First Street, John.
Virginia Street. Yeah.
Oh, first. She said movie theater.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the same block, but yeah, it's on First Street. It used to be several names.
Okay.
Now
by
it's
the churches.
Right across the street from the church.
Oh,
at the end of West Street.
All right. Okay, there was a...
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so they changed it. There was a coffee shop there, wasn't it? It was
there
next
was a coffee
the
shop. There
bar.
Was right the wine. Yeah, the wine yeah. and the coffee went together, and now it's just coffee, I think.
Okay.
It's How great. I started going after. I started going after COVID, and I just really thought they opened up early. You know, usually around there, early in the morning, there's nothing open, and it was just really pretty, and there okay. were no signs or flags or rules. It was. It's a great place. I really like it.
Awesome. I just wrote it down. Craig, okay. for a guy who yes, doesn't you... drink coffee, you know these places, man.
Well, John, I used to drive Uber and Lyft, so I knew a lot of places where my customers would like to go.
Oh, you are a resource. Thank you, Suzanne. Let's go to Rob. Yes, Rob is in Reno. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, cheers for taking my call. Hey, I just want to throw this out there real quick. I do love coffee, and I think of Coffee Bar over on Mount Rose Street is probably my favorite. I'm going to sit down for a mocha. But anyway, on the other topic I was going to ask you guys.
Yes.
So I'm a fan of the clear weather, warm afternoons, and I'm hoping, because personally I feel like we're getting robbed a little bit of that in the spring this year. I'm hoping that we have a very warm and dry fall. 2014, you referenced that it was like this in the spring. What was
yes.
the fall like that year, do you know?
No, I don't remember. I just looked up the data for spring 2014, 2015.
Oh, okay.
I checked the data for all the springs, and that was the last one that was similar to this one. But
wow.
you're looking for perfection with that autumn that you're talking about.
Wow. Maybe spoiled. I am. Maybe I am.
Some
right.
people.
Well, thanks a lot for just taking the call, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. And one. Okay, thanks a lot, Rob. I appreciate it. You calling. 775-884-9910 is our number this morning. I know, got you all excited about those Donny Osmond tickets, didn't I? Well, that's going to be coming up, and our first guest is on the way. I have another question, by the way, too. Doesn't Nevada need a real state fair? I don't mean to put the one at Carson City down. I've been there twice. These people worked very hard doing what they do. But if you're like me, you remember the big event. I think Livestock Event Center. And we had it. We had it here in our town. A state fair like it used to be. You know, fair question because I'm just asking. And also, I think I mentioned this last Saturday, as a city or county or as a state, can we be the first to crack down on backyard breeders and actually start punishing people who think pets are an accessory and not for life? Because, as you've heard, the Humane Society is full. I assume the SPCA is having the same overstocked problem at the moment, and people just don't know what to do with their pets now that they have to let go for one reason or another. I'm not judging them. A lot of these people have some legitimate reasons. The rent is raised, and they have to find a place. What they can afford, they can't afford the places that charge extra deposits for pets. That's a legitimate reason. What's not a legitimate reason are the people who were bored during COVID and got a pet to entertain themselves. And now that the COVID thing is over, the lockdowns are over, they can unload this pet. And that is, like I said right just a moment ago, the pets are for life. They're part of your family. How can you do that? So I've noticed that people are, I hate to use the word dumping, but all over Reddit, Nextdoor.com, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, people are looking to unload these family members. It's extremely depressing to me. And I think maybe it's time to have, and I hate when they think up new laws, you know? Thank goodness a legislature meets only once every 2 years, because less laws, the better. But crack down on backyard breeders and actually start punishing people who think pets are an accessory and not really a family member and are not for life. There, that's my soapbox for today. That's all I'm upset about today, besides the printer. So it should be a good show today. Up next, the coolest thrift gift shop in the area. We're going to talk to them. They're going to be in the studio next here. Call our phone number, 775-884-9910. We'll take calls on anything, of course. But we'll be back. And stick around for those tickets, too. We're going to break for news at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. KKFT News Time, 929.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter here. A to Zen Gifts and Thrift in the Carson Shopping Center, 1803 North Carson, is the coolest gift and thrift store to find that unique, fun item, even better. It's also a music venue and food cafe, and the perfect spot to hang out and get to know others. Did I get that right, Mike?
You got it perfect.
Mike opened up the place, 15 years ago, 2008?
Yep.
And I have to check this place out. I thought I knew everything in Carson City, but that's why you're here, to get the word out. A to Zen Gifts and Thrift. Now, you were a contractor. Why did you want to open up a place like this, Mike?
Quite frankly, I opened in 2008, and as a contractor at that particular period of time, I was starving. So we had to open up a new business.
Oh, that's right. It was a great recession.
It was a great recession. That's
I knew actually, a lot of contractors who just left town.
Opening A to Zen was my version of leaving town. I mean, we were going belly up in construction, and I was literally having a yard sale, trying to sell some stuff off, and thought, well, there ain't going to be anything to do for a while. I wonder how I can do this on a regular basis. And
so, but you wouldn't leave town. Respect.
No, we did not want to leave town.
Okay, so we got a lot to talk about here. You, my goodness, gift, thrift, music venue, food cafe.
Yep.
Hangout. Do you have a patio?
We have an area out front that people kind of gravitate towards and spend some time outside. It's quite comfortable inside, though, so most of the time, if you're pretty comfortable inside. We do some outdoor shows once in a while, so yes.
But I hear you have, like, a music hall.
We have a complete venue in the back of the store, and so A to Zen's kind of an anomaly. It's a little bit of a hidden gem. I'm not a real strong, my strong suit isn't marketing, so it's kind of a... It's that secret place everybody knows about.
Well, you have a lot of strong suits. One of them is pizza.
We do real good pizza. So
your pizzeria, thrift shop, gift shop, vintage, fun place to go.
Yep. You know, and over, especially post-pandemic, we've kind of moved away from the thrift store paradigm so much. So we're more, a lot of bohemian art, used books. I mean, thousands of used books. And we sell a lot of vinyl.
Vinyl records.
Absolutely.
Were you selling them before they became popular again?
Yeah, we were, but when they took up and got popular, I mean, I had been hoarding so many records from the thrift store era that I have. So, I mean, we literally have, I don't know, probably 1,000, 1,200 feet of nothing but vinyl in the store.
And you get your stock from people coming in and selling collections?
Sometimes. That's where some of it comes from. I got a few people that go out and pick for me and cherry pick and those types of things. And some of it comes through the door. If you're looking to sell a collection of records, you'd probably be worth a call to me.
Well, musicians love your place. You have the open mic nights.
Yep.
Every single week.
Every Friday night, 6 o'clock.
What kind of music?
It's varied. I mean, it goes anywhere from... You know, very entry level, first time performance, 14-year-old people shaking in their shoes to last night we had Dale Pooney, who's Lacey J. Dalton's guitar player. So, I mean, you're across the board. You never know what you're going to get on a Friday night at A to Zen.
And you do book readings.
We do. We've done a few local author set signings and shows. We do a lot of trade show type stuff. Inside, you know, A to Zen's as much of a venue as it is a gift shop.
I like the name, A to Zen.
Yeah, it kind of fits.
I mean, it really is. It's a gift, thrift, vintage, boutique, cafe, pizza, live entertainment place.
Yep. We do a movie night every the last Tuesday of every month. So we pull a big screen in. We put up a screen. We got a real nice sound system in there, and we all, because the venue's real atypical. It, because of it, the nature of it being a thrift store, the seating's all old couches, and you're kind of just like sitting in a living room with a stage in front of you. It's really comfortable. You should come and check it out, John. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
You are a man who knows how to utilize space.
Yeah, that's true.
So the movie theater is the same as the concert hall.
Yeah, so we basically just stretch a screen across in front of the stage, and you know, we've been doing that since the first of the year, and we're trying to choose some titles that people remember and just have a good time. Last week we actually did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which was a fun one to watch, and we've screened Breakfast Club, and this coming to this last Tuesday of this month we'll be doing Star Trek.
Oh, you are so cool. For thrifters who like thrifting, what type of items do you look for to curate, I guess, A to Z?
As I was saying, especially post-pandemic, because we came out of the pandemic and much more focused on the studio and video production aspect of what we do at A to Z. And we're probably going to need to rebrand from Gifts and Thrift real quickly, because you're not going to find your typical thrift store at A to Z anymore. It is more of we have a tremendous amount of real bohemian art, which people seem to appreciate. And for the most part, the store itself is about 3,000 feet, and one half of it is books, and the other half of it is basically vinyl.
Do you haggle on prices?
I do. I'm tough, though. You don't want to start with me.
You don't sound tough. See, my wife will not let me haggle. She finds it embarrassing, even if we go to Mexico. You know, the street vendors and things like that. She will not let me haggle. I mean, she won't haggle, but she won't let me haggle.
Yeah, see, I haggle.
I think you seem to be a guy I would like to haggle with.
You would love haggling with me, and I drive my spouse, my wife, crazy, too, because I'll haggle at Home Depot. I mean, I will.
You can, actually. People don't know this.
No, you don't know.
You can haggle at a Macy's. Yep. Or just anywhere, any store. I haggled, as a matter of fact, I just haggled at Darcy Willie a couple of weeks ago. And they know the deal, too.
It drives my wife nuts, because we'll be out looking at something, and she'll be like, oh, you know, this is... I said, well, let's go see if they can do better. And she's like, it's a chain store. I'm like, let's just ask.
Good for you, my friend. Good for you.
And a lot
we
of
ought
the,
to hang out together.
We should.
So give me some samples, some examples of the really cool throwback stuff that you have at A to Z. Some things that are really, you can't find anywhere. What you got, Mike?
A lot of it's in the lane of music. We have we've curated a really good collection of vinyl records. And so with that, we have some old concert posters that a lot of people appreciate. We carry some movie posters. And
I love movie posters.
Yep. So we carry some movie posters. And then a good portion of our bookstore, which a lot of people have become a fan base of, is we have a ton of titles, but then we have a really good section of books that were basically published from 1930 back. So we have a large selection of really mid to high-end antiquarian books, which is...
You are a collector.
I am.
Is your house
full
to the gills, too?
No, you'd be surprised. At home, I am a complete minimalist. I do my trade.
Well, I'm a virtual minimalist. I, in my mind, have the perfect minimalist home in my head.
Right.
But it just doesn't happen.
Right.
So vinyl records. So you have some collectibles, since you're so particular in the ones that you take from people, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Some are probably worth a bit of money, right?
Yeah, but I actually, that's not my lane. Most of the stuff inside of A to Z is quite affordable. You're not going to come in and find super high ticket stuff on purpose. It's just not something.
Well, here's what kind of nice guy Mike is. They make great pizza, of course.
We do.
But they also could make great coffee and tea, but they will not offer you the coffee and tea as long as the nearby coffee shop is open.
Carson Coffee's right in my parking lot.
Okay. Out of respect, they will not serve you the coffee and tea when Carson Coffee is open. when Carson Coffee is closed, you're a coffee shop.
And our tea bar, and we do beer and wine as well, it doesn't really operate too much. We'll definitely get you a cup of coffee. We'll even, if you want a beer while you browse the store, we got a beer and wine license as well. So
you can have beer while you browse beer, the thrift shop. Oh, my gosh. If I could design a hangout for me, that sounds great.
Well, and it is in over the years because we've been hosting Mike for Open Mic, which is kind of our flagship event. We've been hosting Open Mic for almost 13 years now, John. We have a really popular open mic on a typical Friday night. We're always hovering right around 20 to 25 players. So we get a really full song sign-up sheet and good crowd in there. And that's generally when you're going to get a beer or wine from me or one of our killer pizzas. And
do you take comedians?
Oh, yeah.
For open night?
Mm-hmm. We've done whole improv nights.
Improv nights.
We have.
Oh, my gosh. I think I know everything. And then somebody like you comes in. And
we're kind of... Don't kick yourself, not too much. Like I said, I'm not super good at marketing. And secretly, I kind of like being that little secret hidden gem that gets, it doesn't really probably prove itself to me so well as far as a business model, but I kind of like being the hidden gem.
So folks, now you know the secret hidden gem, well, I don't know. The way Mike has his story might open a gym there.
I might.
But A to Zen Gifts and Thrift is in the Carson Shopping Center. That's 1803 North Carson, the same shopping center where the old grocery outlet was.
Yep.
And by the way, did they replace that with anything?
Not yet.
Mike, there you go.
Got my eye on it. I would love to do it. We're actually in the middle of kind of doing some soft plans, no promises yet, but since Grocery Outlet has vacated the premises, we have a giant parking lot. We are talking about pulling in a festival stage and doing a weekend local reggae-type festival in the parking lot, so keep your eyes open.
I noticed you said pizza with a bit of pride.
Oh, yeah.
What makes your pizza better?
We hand-toss the dough. We make it from scratch as much as we can and keep everything kind of natural and fresh, you know.
You're a super cool guy. I thank you for coming out here, and I think that's great that we are offering the listeners this cool place to go to look around the place and have a beer while you're doing it. A to Zen Gifts and Thrift, Carson Shopping Center, 1803 North Carson. Do you have a Facebook page, right?
We do.
You can find that, folks. What about your website?
Right now, we're curating a new website. The best way to keep track of us would be A to Zen on Facebook. Okay. There's a lot of A to Zen, so sometimes if you're looking for us, make sure you punch in A to Zen Carson City, because there's a lot of meditation centers and yoga shops that are called A to Zen, too.
Well, that's A to Zen. Actually, you know, with wine, people think Zen, probably. But
right.
A to Zen, that's Z-E-N. Anything else, Mike?
We'd love to see you on a Friday night for that. We do a whole concert series on Saturday nights. We do a lot of live shows. We've actually opened up a full-blown video production facility. So if you need help with any video production, definitely come and see us.
I'll help you open a TV station. How about that?
Come and talk to me, John.
We're sitting here
in Evans Broadcasting, so I have to speak softly and respectfully, but there might be some avenues that you might be interested in.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for coming by and talking to us all the way from Carson City. Appreciate it. All right. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. The Weekend is the name of the show each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to be back. FM News Talk time, 9:48.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter here. We're between guests, so I want to bring up a... there was a current event in the news that I did not talk about last Saturday. Reason being, it wasn't local, and I don't usually comment on national stories and world events because you can get that anywhere. And we have Fox News here twice an hour to update you on those. But I was thinking about this over the week as people are still commenting about it because it backs up the argument that the president may be too old. But I mainly want to mention it because there's a great point at the end of this that I want to pass on to our local seniors. Last week, as you all know by now, the president of the United States fell down. He was awarding diplomas at the United States Air Force Academy. He gave a half-hour speech where he talked about diversity, and that's why America is great. And he did that for a half hour, and then he literally stood there and handed out these diplomas for 2 hours to these newly commissioned lieutenants. And that's not insignificant. Then in the video that you saw, after the last one had gotten the handshake from the president, so then Joe Biden is going to walk back to his seat and sit down. He's a man in his 80s. He's been on his feet for 2.5 hours. And that, again, is not insignificant, right? I'm not sure you or I would be all that excited about being on our feet for 2.5 hours. Well, he falls. And he says it was because of sandbags. I don't believe that it was sandbags myself, as you don't see that, but okay. He fell down. I was bothered by the fact that there was an Air Force officer right by him. And I don't care whether it's the president of the United States or not. Here's an elderly person, and they're starting to fall. You lunge for them, grab them, right? Anybody around you starts to fall. Grab them, catch them, so they don't hurt themselves. So Biden is down there, and the Air Force officer, he's kind of pulling up his one shoulder, kind of weird. Secret Service guy had to come around the divider and help the president up. I thought the Air Force guy was not very useful there. But here's the thing. Joe Biden, of course, is a very elderly man, and he does have some balance and walking issues. You can see that looking at video of the man walk. But you don't have to be able to walk to be president of the United States. I think Franklin Roosevelt showed us that. He does have some real issues of mental clarity. That is an absolute issue that's worth discussing. But what happened last week was a man fell down. And, you know, we, thankfully, a long time ago, learned that you don't laugh when people fall down, but rather you're sympathetic to them. And again, I can't stand the man's policies 9 times out of 10, but of course I don't want to see him injured or hurt, and I think his staff could do more. Again, he's 80. He's allowed to sit down. Get the man a chair, or when he's going to walk this way or that way, have somebody come in and escort him, maybe a military man escort him, which really is their job on the detail, and catch him when he starts to fall. There are small accommodations you can make, and I know they can do it for the president of the United States. And by the way, you notice I tend to use the full title of the office, because that's what we used to say, okay? And it gives the proper respect to the office. But the reason this isn't being done is maybe the president's decision to not look weak. But I think that's a mistake. I think we've evolved to not look at elderly people that way when they get help. If we haven't, that's sad. We do it for folks in their 80s and 90s all the time, don't we? And I think having the president helped along would be a good message to the American people of how you should always help somebody, even a stranger, who's unsteady on their feet. So here's the real point, finally. The real point I want to make about this, because it struck a nerve and it wasn't a political one. Any doctor will tell you, once you approach the high numbers in age, like we all will, the fall is usually the beginning of the end. I will tell you, without exaggeration, that 95% of the seniors I know who passed on, their end date rapidly advanced after the fall. Many were in good health. Then a fall at home, a trip over a curb like what happened to my mother, a slip on the floor, a fall down the stairs. Those usually end your mobility at that age, and once that's gone, your body atrophies and literally gives up. Three things for a long life: sleep, healthy habits, and mobility. You can't lose one. And the good doctors out there, when they're examining a senior, they will look at your feet to make sure that they can't cause a fall. us young folks, we can get right back up after a fall. But when you pass, say, 75 or so, you break bones and you can't recover like you used to. So what I'm trying to say here, be extremely careful as you go. Watch every step ahead and hold on to things and even ask someone to help you. Never be ashamed. It's part of life. People know the things that come with age are not your fault. And I believe that even a stranger would be more than happy to help you. We're going to be back. We're going to break for Fox News, top of the hour. I have another minute. Okay, I can keep going. So anyway, I think most people would be happy to help. At least I want to believe that is true. And sometime when I have time in the future, I'll get on my soapbox about age discrimination in our country and how seniors find companies are not interested in them with all their experience, and how once you're over just even 50, chances are the decision to leave a job was not yours. We live in a country that doesn't revere seniors like every other country does. I can tell you from my travels, Mexico, Costa Rica, Greece, I have friends who visited Japan and India, and they came back incredulous over how their societies fully respect and honor and even revere their seniors. I wish this country did. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. We're going to be back for Live and Local the weekend on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Stay with us.